According to a study published in the American Academy of Pediatrics, less work and more play helps a child to learn, develop socially, and promotes better health. Researchers also reported that curbing free time at school robs youngsters of needed exercise, leads to unruly classrooms, and ultimately the tragedy of listening to...
Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Some are content to stock shelves. Others, merely cashiers. But you, sir, operate the most dangerous machine known to man. The meat slicer.
There's a finger in my olive loaf.
When we ask for a pound of pastrami, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, you plop down a pound and a half and say, is a little over okay?
Only if I could pay you a little under.
And no one cuts the cheese quite like you.
That cheddar's really sharp, yeah.
So the next time you're holding number 67 and they're calling out number 23, wave your salami and salute to the man who's number one. Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, a real American hero.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Your hairnet just fell into the coleslaw.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's November 1st, another new month, closer to the holidays. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Sam. Another.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. It's the day after Halloween, and today's November 1st, and today... my registration is officially expired.
On your car?
Yeah.
Wow, not a good deal. But I can't imagine you pay that much on it, right?
How much does it normally go for?
I don't know, but your car is not brand new and stuff, so it shouldn't cost you that much. Maybe $100 up to $100 probably.
Yeah.
Probably less.
It's due. It's due, people. So I gotta take care of that like ASAP.
Oh wow, yeah. You better not get pulled over. It'll cost you a lot more than the $50 or $100 you have to
really
pay. Oh yeah.
Crap.
Good morning to you.
Did you do anything fun?
So we come back after a long weekend.
Yes.
Right. The Halloween weekend started on Friday night.
Did you go out every night?
No, I did not. I did not go out every night. I went out Friday night.
Yeah,
and
we missed each other.
Yeah, we never hooked up. And
we looked fabulous, by the way.
You did?
We looked fabulous.
Did you make it to the party?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Oh, really?
I met some pretty cool, freaky, weird people. It's good.
Yeah.
This is the way you want to do Halloween, okay? If you're not, or this is how you need to do it in Hollywood. Do not do the Hollywood thing. It is a headache. The driving is atrocious. The lines are atrocious. People come from outside, you know, surrounding cities to come to LA for Halloween. And so... you know, you don't want to do any of that crap. You want to go find a hole-in-the-wall party somewhere, mm-hmm. and that will still be have tons of people.
Right.
It'll be more personable. It'll be more fun. And there usually are snacks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Place with treats.
Yeah. So I went to that party. You said you were getting there at 11:30. So I thought, you know what? I still had some work to do and stuff Friday night. I thought, okay, I'll get there at 11:30 too. And I did, and you weren't there.
I know.
And I stayed there for about... half an hour, 45 minutes.
You're gone.
And I was gone, yeah, because it felt like it was dwindling down. There wasn't a lot of people. You know, I mean, that place can be packed.
Yeah.
So then you were announcing to me you were on the way and stuff, and I just felt, you know, whatever.
You weren't into it.
I didn't feel like that party at all, yeah. So
wasn't
I just
your style.
Went home.
Well,
no. I mean, it was the same as last week. It
yeah.
was pretty good, you know. But like I said, you know, I was hoping there'd be more people, and I think only the weirdos were left there.
Yeah, there was definitely some weirdos. I love a good weirdo, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with it. But also, it's like... I think being a girl too helps. Mm-hmm. I think definitely. I mean,
you never get left
once I was
alone,
in the, that know? Environment. It's like, you know, everybody wants to chat with you. So
right.
I can imagine if you're a guy that didn't wear a costume, it's probably not as fun.
Yeah.
If you're a girl.
What does it have to do with the costume though?
Well, it's a costume party, and then you're a dude, so you don't really look like you're really active.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that might
but
be.
I wasn't the only one who wasn't dressed in costume, you know?
Really?
Yeah, many people were not. It's, I don't know. I look at people and I go, God, how stupid can you be, you know, wearing this? But maybe I'm just a party pooper. I don't know.
You're a party pooper. It's exactly.
Yeah.
It's the day
Thank
you're
you.
Supposed to wear a costume and you're looking at people that they're stupid for wearing one.
Right.
That's a party pooper.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Means you need to
All
do
right.
it.
Okay.
Fact,
I see you still have glitter on you, huh? Did you have a party last night, too?
Listen, last night was a rough night. It involved... a rose bush falling down, and there's a horse involved.
Oh.
It's called Halloween, people. Yes, we actually went just one street over, Beechwood Canyon, and we just went all the way up there, and there was a block party of bands, and just it was a neighborhood thing. So it was so much fun. We went there and brought some drinks, and we just walked around, and we had fun, and we danced to some of the music on the street.
The new costumes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a cool costume, and then we went to this... oh my gosh, I just remembered. I did have a few drinks last night, so I'm remembering some stuff as I'm saying. Gary Oldman lives up there, you know, the actor.
Uh-huh.
He had a haunted house, like
really?
A haunted yard, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I think it was his house, I'm not sure. But just the haunted house part. And so I went in, and they're trying to scare everybody. So I grabbed every single person that tried to jump out at me.
Uh-huh.
To make out with them just for fun. So like they'd go, whoa, and I grabbed one guy's neck and I was like, I think you're so hot. And then I had one person punching me, trying to get off,
really?
To get me off of them. Seriously, the very end person was like, and just I think it was a guy who was like trying to push me off of him. I was like falling
really?
On him. Yeah, I mean, what you do is called flipping the script. You go into a haunted house and then you go in to scare them.
Uh-huh. Did you have fun?
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I did fall down at one point, hurt my knee. That's happened a
oh,
couple
wow.
times. Yeah, I fell down in high heels. But it was worth it. Just a fun night. One lady, she had her house open and she had chili. So we like went in and just had some chili.
Really?
Yeah, and quesadilla.
Uh-huh.
And
was she offering this to everybody?
Anybody want to come
really?
In?
Really?
Yeah, walk in and have chili.
Wow.
It was so good, too, because I was, like, super hungry.
Yeah, free food.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, chili's over here, guys. Come on, get some chili. I'll meet up with you guys later. I'm going to hang up the house of chili for a while.
Yeah.
I had that and the Reese's peanut butter. It was good. It was good night. It was good
yeah.
night. It's the best way to do Halloween is, like, a neighborhoody kind of thing. I don't like the whole, like, like the club and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So, not fun.
And what about Saturday night? Did you find parties then?
You know what? We were geared up to go out, and I had a bunch of places to go, and I had worked that night, and I started my period. And so, I came home, and I laid in bed for a second while Claire was getting ready, my roommate, and then I never got up.
Mm.
I just laid there
All
and
right.
slept, and it was well worth it. I don't regret it.
No, huh?
I had two nights of Halloween this weekend. I didn't have three like I planned, but two's good still.
Yeah.
Two's good. I drank Southern Comfort last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very comfortable.
No, huh?
Have you ever had it?
No.
I don't even know what that crap is.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm not a drinker.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not like a drinker, but yeah.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, you know, I felt like you let me down twice this week, you know?
Well,
first,
you know what?
First, it was the karaoke that was a dive.
No,
okay,
I didn't let you down. I showed up and I was not feeling well. I showed up for you. And
yeah.
I stayed.
And then for the party, you were very late. And,
well,
you know,
how about my
left.
big
So I just left. I just felt that, I just feel that I'm not going to plan on anything with you anymore.
Okay, did you guys hear that? How about my huge comedy show that you didn't come to?
What about
yet
that?
Again,
what
yet
does
again?
That have to do with it?
You said you're going to come and you didn't come.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't,
I expected you to be there.
Because you still had people there. It's not the
no,
same.
No, I told you. I expected you to be there. This is a big show for me.
Yeah, but I was not
supportive.
Like your only guest and I let
no,
you down.
No, but
or
it was still a very important thing. And this is like my I don't know, 10th comedy show you haven't been to.
All right. So, you know, you can be disappointed too, but, you know.
I'm just saying, it's very much a two-way street.
I'm just saying too. We're probably not meant to socialize. We'll just be stuck here in the studio.
Didn't I tell you guys that my karaoke place was like a dive? It's like three people. Sam gets there. He's like, this is bullshit. What is this? He's like, this is not right. Something's wrong about this. I'm like, it's low key, man.
Yeah.
And then he got up and sang like 10 songs.
Okay, let's start exaggerating now, why don't we?
I know, it's funnier that way. No, you were ready to leave, and then you sang too. You're like, yeah, we're just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
You got into it.
No big deal. But at the party, what was funny
is... And I had to work on Friday, so that's why, I mean, when I got there late, I was like, man, I stayed a lot later at work than I expected.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been there, but I had to work, so I was hustling.
Yeah. I was actually pissed at Jeff's party, because I'm going there, and they want me to pay $20. Apparently, he hadn't put me on the list.
Oh, shit.
And I told the guy, I said, you know, I'm always on Jeff's list. He says, well, I can't page him. He doesn't answer the page. So he goes, give me $20, and when you find him, I'll give it back to you. So I go inside. Jeff is nowhere to be found. The guy that's throwing the party, nowhere to be found. What the fuck?
That's hysterical.
Yeah, so I was like really pissed. Besides, you know, I mean, you go to a party, you expect
the host
to be there.
Get back your damn $20. He wants to come on the show as a guest, too. I said, yeah.
Did you see him?
I eventually met him later on the night. He had like a mask on.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he had a mask on. Ah. I didn't know who the guy was. I was like, oh, yeah.
So how did you know it was him?
No, somebody's like, how do you know the guy? I said, actually, I don't. He goes, oh, I'll introduce you to him.
Oh,
and that's when I met him. I told him who I was. And then he's like, oh, cool. Da, da, da. And he's like, yeah, I want to come on your show. I was like, well, whatever. And that's hysterical. So we'll get him on the show and I'll have to cough up $20.
Yeah, yeah. He used to be a host here. Yeah, I'll ask him for the fucking $20, you know? What the hell? But he's pretty handsome, huh? Don't you think Jeff is handsome?
Apparently you do, Sam, but...
No, I really do. My wife doesn't see it either, but I think he's very handsome. He looks like a movie star.
Really?
Yeah.
He's short, right? He's kind of short.
Not that short.
I remember him being short.
Really? Okay.
And he's a decent-looking man, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Nothing stuck out for me.
No, huh?
No, but he's a good, I guess he's a decent average-looking dude.
Average? I don't think he's average.
Really?
But yeah. But what do I know about guys, right?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting, like, men do size men up. I mean, men notice things about men.
No, but that's the thing. I usually don't. Only when guys are, like, exceptionally good-looking, then I notice.
Who would you consider is exceptionally good-looking that I know?
I don't know. I can't think of anybody, you know? I mean, you know, like, celebrities?
Well, yeah, but that's kind of easy because there's celebrities in there. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, tell me a celebrity that's exceptionally good-looking.
Because most celebrities are good-looking and stuff, you know? I mean...
Sir John.
Nobody wants to look at ugly actors in that. But I don't know. Who do I think is handsome? Well, George Michael. We talk about George Michael.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's pretty handsome. Who else? I don't know. I mean, I don't see it in, like, people like Tom Cruise. I don't think he is. You know, I mean, like Nicolas Cage, all these guys.
Nicolas Cage isn't looking. Yeah, you know? But what about, like... Do you think Brad Pitt's hot?
Brad Pitt, I guess he is, but I still don't see the commotion over him. But then again, you know, I'm not a woman, I don't know. But
what was the guy's name at the party that he threw?
Jeff.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're feeling it with Jeff.
Well, for an ordinary guy, yeah. For someone who's not a celebrity, yeah, I think he's.
What kind of show did he have?
He did a show on science fiction and horror movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He told me that.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah. And they lose
tomorrow, we're going to have a guest that I met at the party last week, Calista Carradine, who is the daughter of David Carradine.
Cool.
And she's going to be here tomorrow, so you guys should be tuned. Also, we're going to have Steve Barry, who you probably don't know because you don't read a lot of fiction books. But he's written so many books, and I guess there's like this thing where a few best-selling authors are going to entertain the troops and stuff. So he's going to call in tomorrow. They're going to go entertain the troops? Yeah.
Like,
although I don't know how authors can do that.
Yeah, that's like
comedians.
The wrong crowd.
But I don't know. Apparently they think that there's something there, you know. That's why we're going to ask him about it. But
entertain the troops. Wow.
Yeah. Something. I don't know.
Like bedtime stories?
Shut up, okay?
No, I'm serious.
Like, I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to be mean. I really am just like practically, practicality speaking wise. Horrible sentence structure right
practicality
there.
Speaking-wise,
Practicality speaking-wise, how the hell are you going to airtight me some traits? If I was a troop out there and somebody said, hey, it's entertainment time, and out came like a best-selling author, I'd be like, could have just said a book, man.
Yeah.
Just send me your book. I find that there's certain types of vocations that people have that make them not – that are dull, make certain – it's kind of like the go hand in hand, like the personality part's a little dull, but they're extremely intelligent or they're like extremely creative. But as far as, you know, the personality doesn't always shine is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the same with comedians too, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I've learned a lot since been working here, putting comics on the show. Like you've got some comics that have on personalities and then some that are just for the stage.
Right. Yeah.
And they are just like, yeah.
I wonder if they're good on the stage if they don't really have much.
No, everybody I've had on here, and there's been some, and I'm not going to name names, that are just amazing, are really, really funny
right,
acts.
Yeah.
But then I've brought them in, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yawn.
So what they do is pretty good, but who they are is not that interesting, I guess.
It's just a personality thing. Yeah. Like for me, I'm a comic that's my personality's on, and then I'm on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, which isn't better or worse, it's just a different personality, you know,
right,
like same thing with performers. Like some performers are, you know, or actors and actresses are like, they're just camera and they're very, very like subdued outside of that. And some are like,
right.
You know, but what I'm also saying is like, you get some vocations like, they could be very, very intelligent, very, 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 very skilled at what they do, but then that personality. So like what I'm saying is, you know, an author may not necessarily, and they could, but I wouldn't expect an author to be like, super blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. But nobody says everybody has to be like that.
No, but I guess when I think of entertaining messages, like if you're gonna go I'm still stuck on entertaining the troops, that's why.
Right. Okay, well we're gonna find out from him. That's a good question to ask.
I mean, like,
how does an author entertain the troops?
Who do you think you are? I'm just like
you would do it though.
No,
would.
I wouldn't.
You're,
I mean,
you're pretty sensitive to people, I think.
Except that one guy that I got an email from.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an email from
the
you.
Football star.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny to me. Anyway, we don't have to relive that.
So for those who didn't realize, Kira is staying on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going anywhere, guys. Sorry about that whole dramatic thing I had to pull. I really did think I was pulling the plug. I thought I wasn't going to be able to make it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's official. Kira is staying.
I'm here, guys. But stay tuned.
Until the next
you never
squeeze,
know.
Yeah.
Officially here, and thank you to Chris Brown, who's one of our listeners in Colorado. He's very, very sweet.
Yeah,
and
Chris is happy you're staying.
He left me a really sweet Facebook thing, and because my laptop's been stolen, I don't get back on emails and everything that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And all my people up in the north.
All my peeps.
Yeah, all my peeps. Ooh, getting gangsta. It's Oscar, right? We got Oscar up north.
Oscar up north?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's Oscar?
Oscar's one of my biggest fans is what he said.
Oh.
Yeah, he's really cool.
How come I don't know him?
Oscar, he's like sent an email to you like, don't let her leave. And then you emailed it to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, maybe,
no, now
maybe
I remember
play
that
to the
you
audience and act
me.
That you remember him. Because that's what you're supposed to do as an entertainer. You're supposed to like, it's called yes and. It's like never deny. You're supposed to just, if I say, oh my gosh.
Okay, but then I might get caught in a lie, you know? So
no, but it's kind of like, it's like if somebody comes up to you and goes, hey, Sam, I listen to your show. Oh my gosh, it's good to see you again. How have you been? And you're like, who the heck is this person?
Right.
You got to kind of play with it and kind of just act like you know him.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I mean, when people come
and then it'll click.
People
later.
Come in here and they go, oh, we met before. And I just, oh yeah, sure, you know?
But yeah, it's not like you want to be fake, but if you could buy you some time to figure out who they are, unless you just can't remember. Oh, then you go, hey, who is this person?
Yeah.
You know. But that happened. Somebody read my Facebook posting that my laptop was stolen. This is a guy I went on a date with a long time ago, and we're just lightly in touch, like friends.
Right.
But cool guy. And he called me. He's like, hey, it's so and so, and this name is very, very like I have a million friends with this name.
Mm-hmm.
And we only went on one date, and I couldn't remember which person this was, so I just went with it. And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, I'm really sorry to hear about this. I was like, oh, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. We're chatting. And turns out, like, he's at the very end of the conversation, I remembered who he was, as he's saying, okay, talk to you later, bye.
Mm.
And I mentioned some things to him because I thought he had a podcast.
Yeah.
I thought he was somebody with a podcast, and it wasn't. It wasn't him. It was this other dude. And so he was kind of, he was like, oh, yeah, podcasts are cool. And I was thinking, he's like, yeah, they're cool. And I was like, oh, no, isn't yours doing well? And he starts laughing like.
Yeah, no, that's not me. It's someone else.
Yeah, so, no, it didn't. My point is it, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, yeah. Sam?
So talking about dating, I've got a few tips here.
Oh, tell me.
For guys that are shy.
Oh, for guys.
Or dating advice for guys, period.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what they're saying. There are a lot of, like, different things, but they're saying compliments are always appropriate. To give a woman compliments, uh-huh. It's always appropriate. So
to compliment a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, to compliment a woman.
Oh, yeah. So these are dating tips for guys.
Right.
For girls. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Exactly. It's for guys, not
yes,
for shy
always,
guys. But,
yeah, always yeah. Compliment a woman.
Yeah, exactly. So it's never like a bad time, I guess, to compliment.
Yes.
So they're saying for physical contact, every woman is different. So in other words, you know, if you pat her back or her shoulder or something, it's okay. It's not too creepy. But they're saying that, you know, if she flinches or backs away when you touch her, you know, try not to take it as a rejection. It doesn't mean she's not interested, but she may just need more time to get to know you.
Yeah, like some guys, it can be too touchy. I got to tell you all this story, man, but I can't say the person because you know the person. No, you don't really know him, but it doesn't matter. There's this dude that, really nice guy, but he, every time we see each other, he acts like we're in a relationship or something.
Mm.
Like very, 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 like really up in my personal space, always hugging with the fingers still lingering and stuff and just really yeah. like attentive to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But like, I really don't know you. And I just, you know, I kind of make it like short and sweet, but it's really...
Did you say something?
I barely see the person, so yeah. I didn't want to, you know, make an issue out of it. But it's one of those things where I'm more, like, fascinated by how this person operates, you know?
So you were just thinking that. You didn't really tell him.
Like, no, but I pull you. Away. I pull away, and I'm like, you know,
yeah.
maybe he could be a sexy, cool guy, but I'm already a little freaked out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
To kiss or not to kiss at the end of the date... They're saying if you're having trouble reading your date's cues and you can't tell whether a kiss would be appropriate, you should err on the side of caution. And
yeah, I had a guy like forcefully kiss me one time.
Really?
And it was so yeah. stupid. I'm like, yeah. dude, you're just... We had a decent date. We were having a very, like, just, you know, like discussions and it was fun and it was just good chatty. But it wasn't like fireworks, you know,
right.
and it was a day thing. It was uh-huh. like a day kind of coffee thing, you know?
Right.
So we were kind of walking around this neighborhood near my house. And then I was like, okay, well, we're going to leave. And anyway, I gave him a hug and he like, anyway, he just went in for it and I kind of moved my head and he like grabbed my face.
Really?
And turned my face around and he thought it, like,
It's so inappropriate to do on the first date. You know?
I mean, like,
you just met
don't
someone.
Flatter yourself. Yeah. I mean, If a girl's pulling away, I think for him, he was like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to lose this thing. You know, it wasn't like he didn't do it like so aggressive that he hurt me or anything. It was just kind of like an ego thing for him.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, yeah.
But yeah, I'm just amazed at guys that do that. You know, I mean, you know, I don't think you even have the right to,
yeah.
do that. You know, it's just you just met the person, you know. They don't owe you anything.
No.
I mean, a kiss is very intimate, you know?
Yeah,
it's something
it was just
that builds
like
over time.
It was like a closed mouth, which, yeah. But
yeah.
still, I was like, you're crazy, you know? You know you're crazy.
Yeah.
So what are the other tips?
So they're saying also tell her you want to see her again and how to handle any rejection. If you're interested in a woman, you think you might like to go out with her again, tell her so. You know, if she says, no, not really, don't act like a jerk and don't take it too personally. What do you mean not too personally? Then how are you supposed to take it?
Well, I just think it's like give people the right to say no. Like,
uh-huh.
I think it's a real turnoff when guys are, you know, when they're, you're like, look, I mean, this isn't a connection. It's no big deal. That's why mm-hmm. you date. You date to meet people and to, you know, test the waters. And if it's not right, it's not right. I mean,
right.
I think guys are just so fragile. Like, your egos are so fragile.
Well, because we stand to be rejected. If you guys were on the other side.
Girls do, too. I've had guys not interested in me. I'm
yeah,
like,
but it's not the same, you know? I mean,
why is it not the same? It's just that women handle it better.
No, not true. Because guys have to take all the risk, you know? I mean, women are the gatekeepers. They decide yes or no. And the guy has to hope that he doesn't get rejected.
Listen, women
it's
get rejected.
Not
listen,
being,
women get rejected just as much,
as
but
often.
Different. No, listen, in different ways. There's so much pressure on women to look a certain way, be a certain way, act a certain way, and it's like if you don't meet the mark, if you don't always, I mean, even like think about this. This is extremely subtle, but I just want to point this out as an illustration of the continual like, if I come in here, which clearly today, obviously. But if I'm, like, kind of not looking great or something, you know, sometimes you'll say something.
Right.
And that doesn't bother me because I know you're kind of playing, but it's also an example of an expectation to always have to kind of look a certain way. You know what I mean? And that's just extremely little and subtle. And it doesn't offend me. Don't get stressed. But I'm using it as an example of there is all this expectation on women all the time to be a certain way, specifically in L.A. and in Hollywood. And women are constantly being judged by other women and by men, and maybe they don't get approached by the guys they want to be approached by, or you know what I'm saying? And so women, there is a constant kind of like, you know, or for example, I roll with a hot group of girls. It's not because I'm shallow. It's just because I live in LA and it's just like, you have to look, I'm just playing, but no, I mean, like my roommates and stuff, you know, actors and models, it's just the industry's here. So there's some beautiful girls and, shit, sometimes, you know, I'm the star of the night and sometimes I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why am I not getting that guy's attention? And you know what? It's called freaking
well,
life.
That's not rejection. That's more like jealousy or envy or something.
No, but it's still, I'm just saying for women, there's still the sense of, I mean, I don't let it get to me because I know myself and I know that it's not going to make or break me. But what I am saying is there may be many women that are in situations where they're never really the star.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or they never get the guy to ask them and they feel rejection. Do you understand?
I guess I understand, but I don't think it's as bad as being a guy. I don't know. It's just because it's so much more, more like profound and stuff. I think when you actually ask someone and they say no, you know. And how are you supposed to take it if not personally? I mean, obviously, they don't like you. Or they, you know.
Yeah. Okay. But what I'm saying is another thing is, like, men are just babies and they need to man up.
Okay. That's, you know, you keep saying that.
But come on. Let me tell you. Like,
I don't know. Maybe some men are.
One guy, like, out of the blue, he calls me. And we went on a date a billion years ago. And he's a nice guy. Just wasn't connect. And he was in the neighborhood. He's like, hey, I'm right around the corner. You want to... I'm with a friend and maybe just stop by and say hi. And I was going to try to do that, but I just started this job, so I couldn't go. So I had to call him back. Like, I said, yeah, I'll be there in about an hour. And then it came down to like 45 minutes and I was like, hey, look, can't make it. Got to go to work. Right. He was like, psh, whatever. And like was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
And it just shows somebody's true colors. I'll tell you what, man, if you're listening, this kind of suckered me in. I went on a date with this guy and we had a good time. He was really sexy. It was like I was on the fence about whether or not to go out with him for a few reasons, but I was on the fence.
Right.
He called me wanting to go out again. And I remember I said, you know what? I'm just not sure if this is the right fit right now, whatever it was I said. And he said to me, he goes, well, you're an amazing girl. I'm really bummed out, but I know you'll meet the right guy. And if you have any girlfriends that are as amazing as you, I'd love to meet them. And he's making a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, he was just so heartfelt about the fact that he's bummed, but he was like so, you know, he took it like such a man that I was so turned on when I was breaking up with him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I broke off going out with him. I was so turned on that we ended up dating for 4 months.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying, saying, a man that's strong like that, like he handled it really well and, you know, he didn't hide the way he felt, but he was so like understanding and he was very complimentary of me. And the way he handled that breakup process, I was like, hey, let's go out.
You're weird.
So we went out for 4 months. It didn't work out for the reasons I suspected it wouldn't. But, you know, good guy. Good guy.
So they say don't get discouraged. It's a numbers game. And which is true, but who has the time or the patience to go through all these numbers for crying out loud?
Well, you did. You know? I mean, you're married.
Yeah, but it wasn't, you know, I never really played the numbers game. I mean, you know, I would try once or twice. Doesn't happen. Fuck it, you know.
I mean, how many dates did you go on before you met your wife?
I don't know. Not a lot. Not a lot. You know, because before I met her, I had a girlfriend in Toronto for a while.
Toronto?
Yeah. So I would fly there all the time.
Really? All the way up there?
I told you about it. Yeah. Because we actually met in Israel. She was a South African. So then when I moved to South Africa, we were together.
Mm-hmm.
Then we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stayed there for a while. And then I came back. And then she moved to Canada.
Okay.
And we renewed the contact, I guess. But so that lasted, you know, a few months and that. But so I wasn't really dating at the time.
Okay.
I'm not a big dater, you know. I've never been like, you know, dating 2-3 chicks at the same time.
Yeah.
Although I would love to, you know, but it's just not in my bones, you know.
Although I'd love to. Just
I can't keep it straight, yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand. How am I? I've been very, I'm really enjoying being single, and I've not really been impressed with any men that I meet, to be honest.
Yeah.
Very, very, very little. I mean, I just am not really that excited by it, you know? I don't really meet a lot of men that I get really excited.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have, like, high, not expectations, but standards. You set certain standards and stuff,
yeah.
You know? And guys just want to get laid,
They do. I really feel like, you know, living out here and with all of it, it's just, it is so, it's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
It's like, even if they're funny, cool, cute, smart, it's still, they want the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's pretty, and I feel like, we live in a society where it's just people don't, I don't know, I don't meet people that really want relationships.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever stage in their life it is,
yeah.
You know.
And that's fine. I mean, whatever. I'm not interested anyway, but it makes it not very exciting, you know, for me.
Yeah. For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend of mine right now that's kind of been going a little crazy dating guys and, you know, having her fun that she never really got to have. And
The divorced one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I figured.
Don't
I mean,
say
that's
the name.
What usually, I'm not. But that's usually the case, you know? I mean,
no,
after you've
no.
Been in a,
yeah. And you know, all I'm saying is, you know, I was like, is it starting to get a little old yet? Mm-hmm. And we talked about this yesterday. And she's like, well, yeah, she's like, it's been fun, but it doesn't work, and it's one of these things where, you know, at the end of the day, it's like racking up experiences to have them, but not really, it's not really what you want ultimately.
Yeah, but I can't imagine wanting to get into another relationship when you just left one.
I think it's just very complicated for people. Like, I think it's that you may not really want a relationship, but you want to be significant and special to that person, and you want them to want you on that level.
I see.
You know, like, instead of it being casual and it's like, okay, bye now, you know.
Yeah.
You want that, you know, that intimacy. You want intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, men and women are just very different, and I think women are wired a different way, and then men can get to that place, but they have to really be in love, I think, and really, really want those things, you know?
Because
they're not natural. They're not naturally wired that way. Like, men aren't going to want to bond and.
But that's not necessarily true. I mean, look how many men are married. You
know? No, that's I am saying yes, but I'm saying, like, if you just meet men randomly and you have it, there's an attraction, but if they're not in a place where they want those things, or they want they're ready for that stuff, then they're not naturally wired. Where women may not want a relationship, but they're wired to. Like, if they have sex, they're wired to bond with the man. They're wired to want to have intimacy as a part of sex and have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's an aftermath to it, whereas men don't have that generally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless they are already in.
I think it's a gross generalization, but
you
know,
I don't think you understand what I'm saying, or you'd agree with me.
I do understand what you're saying.
What am I saying, then?
Okay. What you're saying is that, you know, that women are more wired to be in relationships. I understand that. But at the same time, I've met women that just enjoy, like, a booty call every now and then, and, you know, friends with benefits, things like that. And they don't necessarily want the
relationship. Okay, but that's, again, not what I'm saying. Let me just clarify one more time. Okay, so you're right. There are women, you know, and I know them, I get it, that they enjoy it like a man does, but there's an aftermath to it that men generally do not have. It's a biological hardwiring, how we're different. So women, like we talked about, when women have sex and they climax, there is a bonding hormone that's released. Men don't have the same thing. And so if both people aren't ready or wanting relationships...
Where did you get this information from?
It's from a gynecologist and from a psychologist. It's a book called Hooked. It's a really great book. But basically what happens is men and women, they say they both want to just have fun, casual sex, and they're both not ready for a relationship, and they really don't want those things. Well, the guy can do it easier than the girl is all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, yeah, there may be women that don't want those things, but when she does those things, there's usually an aftermath generally, and it is a generalization, but it's true. I mean, there's a lot of truth in it, where women will have a feeling of, why hasn't he called me yet? Or they feel a bonding. And even though they know that this isn't right for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I mean. And so I think it's harder for women to do that, and I think it's weirder for women, you know?
Okay.
Because it gets weird.
Yeah.
It does. You're like, what? Why aren't we married? Are we getting married one day?
Yeah.
You know?
But I've heard a woman or two say, oh, we just had sex and he already wants to have a relationship. And he
yeah,
wants to
I mean, there's
married,
definitely that know? Exists. That totally exists.
You know, and especially in L.A., I think a lot of people are here preoccupied with their careers and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And they just want casual stuff. I don't know. What do I know? We've got so many people in this town, we can't really make generalizations about anything, you know?
I mean, you don't live blindly, though. You live in a culture that pumps a certain way and acts a certain way, and it's there for a reason. Doesn't mean everybody subscribes to it, but it exists, so,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Now, you're going to like this one. That's a bonus tip. The guy should pay.
Cha-ching!
Men should pay for the first date, so always take that initiative. But if she absolutely insists to pay for her half and won't take no for an answer, take that as a sign that she's not romantically interested in you and let it go. Some women don't want to feel they owe the guy anything, like a second date, simply because he bought her dinner.
I know.
Yeah.
Because that's weird, because some guys are jerks, man. One of my friends, she's
so like, they buy you dinner and they expect something in return.
My friend, she went on this date with this guy. He took her to Subway. They went on like to Subway, and he wanted to like sleep with her afterwards. She's like, dude, you're going to have to do more than like a freaking meatball sub to get laid and a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Like, guys just are idiots. I mean, some guys are idiots.
There are a lot of idiots.
They're just like, or even they pick up the tab after they asked you, and they think that there's some kind of,
yeah,
it's going to go down.
You know how usually, you know, I mean, I don't really pay attention to people that much, but when I overhear guys talk, often I think, God, they're really stupid, you know? I mean, the shit they talk about, the things they say, you know, the way they
like
say.
Like when you
them.
Overhear them with a girl?
No, with guys or with girls, whatever.
Oh, you think a lot of guys are stupid?
They just behave stupid, you know, or they talk stupid. I don't know what it is, you know, but it's the shit they talk about. But
can you give us an example?
No.
Oh, that's very illustrative of
yeah.
you.
It's
practicality,
just a big
speaking
gross generalization.
I don't think I get what. No, it's funny because my roommate yesterday said, she goes, Kara, I just don't find a lot of women interesting.
Yeah.
She's like, I find a lot of women very like placid and very just
really?
Plastic and not interesting, very guarded and not very interesting. And I thought, I find that interesting. I know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about the people you meet and where you meet them, but.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, at the party, it's not like I didn't talk to anybody, but it's just like I lost interest quickly in the people I did talk to, you know? It's like, you know, one person you talk to and they not even one question about you, you know? It's always...
Oh, I hate that crap.
They just tell you about them and them and them. And it's like, who fucking cares, you know?
It's this saying. It's a great saying. It says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, in order to get people to really open up and to get people to have an interest in you, you have to really show an interest in them.
No, you really do, you
know? It's like, get over yourself.
People are not genuinely like that,
but
you
some
know?
People just never pick up on that little trick, and they think the more you ask them questions that you're like in love with them. It's like,
right.
Oh, no, boo. No, you got this. You got this all jacked up. It's like my friend put it this way. She said, you know, cats and dogs. She's like, if you feed a dog and give a dog attention, the dog wags, loves you, and thinks, oh my gosh, this person's God, this person's my provider, this person, you know, this person is awesome.
Right.
You feed and pet a cat, the cat thinks that they're God.
Mm-hmm.
You're adoring them because they're God.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like they're cat and dog people. And I'm not saying it's because you like cats and dogs or you own cats and dogs. So there's that cat and dog kind of people out there.
Yeah.
You know, and not that you should. It's like, you know, if somebody's giving you praise or love or, you know, attention or adoration, it's like it really should be, man, look at how awesome they are.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so great. They're so loving. They're so this, they're that, and be grateful as opposed to, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I just sit there and naturally I don't
we
start talking about
we live in a town of a lot
myself.
Of cats is what I'm saying, people.
Yeah. You know, you got to ask questions. You got to show some interest for crying out loud. You know?
Yeah, people get caught up. They're like, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. Oh, man, you were just having one big relationship with yourself.
Yeah. But there were some cute girls at that party, huh? Did you notice them?
Yes, but I was kind of getting a lot of the spotlight when I was there because I had a pretty cool costume.
I'm sure, and you were probably causing a lot of commotion, too,
I did.
Right?
It was really cool. I ended up going – I think my friend's going to post pictures today. I ended up going as a rose garden.
Oh, you did?
So I had this really cool big tutu that had, like, tons of roses on it everywhere, and it was just really a fun outfit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was the most amazing outfit, but it was really eye-catching and fun.
Mm.
But my roommate, again, she went not Friday night – so you wouldn't have seen her costume, but she went last night as her major costume, which is a centaur,
mm-hmm.
half horse, half human.
Right.
And she it just nails. And yeah. People like want to take pictures. It's a pretty killer costume.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
I know. Do you like those costumes where people wear something and it looks like they're riding a horse or like they're in a cage or something, you know, and it's actually one person. It looks like it's two people. Like they showed on TV these guys that looked like they were riding horses, like wild horses, and the horses trying to kick him off. But it was actually just the way the costume was made, so it looked like they're riding the horse. You know?
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. No.
No, it's like really creative costumes, you know, where you go, how is this possible? You know, I mean.
Yeah.
Because they've seen the horse actually jumping, and they're on the back of it, and then you realize, no, it's actually their legs that are. You know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, there's been some cool costumes. Like this one person did like a Transformers where they stand up and they crouch down in a ball and they mm-hmm. look like this metal piece of junk.
Really?
And then they stand up and they're like the Transformer.
Uh-huh.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. There's that. There's somebody who's an octopus last night.
An octopus?
Yeah.
Really?
Really big
really?
Octopus. My other roommate was Wonder Woman.
Oh,
yeah,
the tall one?
No.
Tall roommate?
No,
oh,
my tall one is was
Centaur.
The other one was Wonder Woman. She looked great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she looks great as Wonder Woman.
So she didn't come with you on Friday night?
No, she had something going on. I can't remember what she
had. How many people were you?
There's three of us. We had another friend with us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, we had a good time, though.
I thought you guys were like five people coming or something.
Mm. We had a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that, like, it's more fun to make your costume.
Yeah.
It's more fun
to create.
Well,
next time, you know, try to get there on time, you know. Maybe
well, I was working.
Maybe you can actually have some fun.
I was working, and I had a blast. We stayed for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was, like, a bunch of weird
I
misfits.
Guess, you know, I was just impatient. If I had waited 5 minutes, I would have seen you
I mean,
there.
If I wasn't working, Sam, you know.
Yeah.
Then I would have been able to be there for you.
Yeah.
Morale speaking.
I see. Okay.
They had a couple hot dogs in the back. Did you eat any of those hot dogs?
Yeah, they served them later on, right? Just as I was leaving, so I had one, yeah.
Yeah, I ate two.
Yeah.
Two hot dogs, pounded them.
Yeah, what about the ham and the chicken? You didn't have any of that?
No, that shit was gone. There was ham and chicken there?
It was gone already?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I told you they have, like, usually, like, sliced pork and pulled chicken and whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But
I thought you were going to go Saturday night to that event. No?
No.
The Naked Chicks everywhere?
Naked Chicks?
Our guest that we had in Maria and
Yeah,
Moore.
They're not naked.
Well, body painting and stuff.
Oh, I see. That's right. I forget about the body painting. But no, I didn't feel like going.
No?
Nah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's funny. I would have thought you would have been
so
there.
So I didn't party as much as I would have liked to, but, you know.
Did you get any trick-or-treaters?
No.
Oh, my gosh. We felt so bad. We were like, we got a knock on the door. We're like getting ready. And Sarah's like half-dressed, and I've got my costume on. And there's all these kids. They're like, trick-or-treat. And we're like, crap.
Yeah.
And we're like, we never get trick-or-treaters. We're actually ready to go trick-or-treating ourselves. We're like, what? And then, like, my roommate's on the phone. She's like, give him an apple or something. I'm like, So Sarah finds these little ginger chews that are, like, spicy. Like, kids are not going to like these.
Yeah.
She gave them to the kids.
Yeah. Now, you know, you bring this up, and I'm really irritated with the media. Did you hear those stories of, like, how they tell parents, be careful of marijuana-laced candy because they sell them at the dispensaries and stuff? It's like, who would give a kid a fucking thing with marijuana in it, you know, just because it's legal at the, you know, at the dispensaries? So they're just trying. I mean, this is like perfect timing to try and strike down Prop 19.
I'm sure it's. You know? I'm sure it's definitely
trying to scare people.
Yeah, it's definitely a political move, but I do think that you can't be too safe with your kids.
No, of course not. But I mean, I don't. You know, I don't. Think
I get what you're saying.
Like
you're saying it's probably the campaign's probably has to do with the situation with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, otherwise this wouldn't happen. I mean, yeah, because you can say people can lace candy with anything, you know, and give it to the kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is bullshit. And
don't they have scanners that you can scan the candy? Like, you put it on a tray and it just gets scanned, like at the
mall? Yeah, you're going to start fucking scanning candy?
No, I mean, like, I know that some kids would go trick-or-treating at the mall, and then they would have, like, a scanner, like, you could leave the, you could just scan, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of work to go through to make sure if your candy's okay.
Yeah.
But I really wanted chocolate yesterday, and I was like, damn it, where can I get some? And these kids rolled up, and I looked in the kid's little pumpkin bowl he had, and he had, like, he had a Hershey's and a few other things. I almost grabbed it.
Yeah. You know what's cool here? I just noticed, like, people.com, the magazine, they have, like, a tweet ticker, what stars are saying on Twitter. And they've got all these stars, like, their tweets in real time. And Lisa Rinna is, like, all over the place tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. So,
does
I don't
it
know.
Say,
I guess
like,
she's not
me,
working.
Notice me.
Yeah.
What does it say?
No, she says, I mean, I'm worked already, and it's only 8:40. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. But, it's pretty cool, actually, to look at it, because I guess they just picked out the stars and stuff. But she's probably trying to promote her show, too. By the way, before we leave, I wanted to bring up that Courtney Cox saying that they're not getting the divorce, that they just split up. But she is angry with her husband because he went on Howard Stern and told too many personal things about them, about the relationship. So she was, like, really irritated with him. He said, like, they hadn't had sex in 4 months. And
he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's pretty lousy, huh? To tell the world that. I know.
I just think that, like, did she not know he wasn't going on? Did they not discuss it? I mean, it's like, was that really out of left field? I mean.
I don't know. And he said that she was tired of being his mother. You know, I guess he's pretty spoiled like me.
Oh, man, it is a turnoff, though. You don't want to be...
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship where someone's kind of the parent, it starts to get
not
sexual.
It's not... Yeah, exactly.
You start to not want to be with them physically or, like, on that level because you don't feel like you guys...
Yeah, you're like roommates or, like, family or something. Yeah, you don't look at them in a sexy way anymore.
Uh-uh.
That's true.
That's happened to me before with somebody.
I have to agree that. Agree on that.
I was
just
like, I really loved a person. And I was like, I can't
you
go
You really
there.
Loved the person.
Yeah, isn't that weird how that works? You love somebody, but then you don't really feel those feelings for them anymore.
Yeah.
Not that you don't. It's like,
People grow apart, you know.
Yeah, or I mean, you feel like you. I wanted to be with this person, but I just didn't. I never was compelled to want to get down with the person.
Oh well, you're very complicated in that way, but that's good. That's what makes you you.
That's what makes me, people.
There you go. All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you all. Kara, when are we going to see them?
Tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.